children, we can think about what the Lord told to Noah about how to build the ark. He said to build it out of gopher wood, which is kind of like pine. And he said to build it with rooms. And he said to cover up the gopher wood inside and outside of the ark with tar. And then he said that he should put that the ark should be 300 cubits long, which is like a soccer field and a half. And it should be 50 cubits wide, which is like about a half of a soccer field. And it should be 30 cubits tall, which is about as tall as our church and then a half a church on top of it. So it was big. And the Lord said that Noah should build two openings into the ark, a window above and a door in the side. And he said that Noah should build it with three stories or levels. Now, all of these things represent how the Lord makes a conscience with us. And Noah lived in a bad time, and in some ways, we live in a similar time because there are lots of bad people in the world doing bad things and teaching bad things, teaching people that something good is actually bad and something bad is actually good. It can be pretty confusing. And worse than that, we ourselves have lots of weaknesses in us. We have tendencies to do bad things ourselves. So how can we be saved? Well, the Lord calls us to build an ark, just like he called to Noah. And how do we build an ark? Well, the ark represents conscience. And the Lord said, in what we read in the Heavenly Doctrine, that the way the Lord builds a conscience in us is first we learn what is true from the Lord's word, and we understand it in our own way. We don't just listen to what someone else says, but we think about, what does that mean to me? How does that apply to me? And then we take it to heart. We want to do what the Lord says. We want to not do what the Lord says not to do. And we follow through and we do it. And that way, the Lord makes us a conscience that lifts us up through the floods of temptations and keeps us safe. In the Heavenly Doctrine, the Lord gives us four examples of what a conscience is. First one is a priest who loves to teach truths for the salvation of his flock. And that's why he wants people to have what they need to build a conscience so that the Lord can save them. And that's what he cares about. On the other hand, it says, a bad priest is one who doesn't care about so much about the salvation of his flock, but he teaches truths in order to be popular. People will like him, or so that he can be famous, or he can grow a big church so people think good things about him, or so that he can get money, all these other yucky, selfish reasons. That kind of priest doesn't have a conscience. Second example is a judge who loves justice, who loves treating people fairly according to the law, who loves to protect good people from being hurt by bad people according to the law. That judge has a conscience. And on the other hand, it says, a judge who judges for other reasons, like because someone's going to pay him a bribe, money, or someone in high places says, why don't you make this kind of a judgment and then I'll make sure you get a good job, and other reasons, that kind of a judge has no conscience. The third example is, suppose that you have a friend who comes over to your house with a new toy, and it's really cool. And after playing all afternoon, your friend goes home and forgets to take the toy home with him. And he forgets that he left it at your house. He doesn't know what he did with it. So you can keep it. You can keep it as long as you want. No one will ever know. But you give it back because it's his. And the Lord says, thou shalt not steal. You have a conscience. And last example, suppose someone wants a job in government. But he sees that someone else would probably do a better job. He knows more about the subject. Maybe he's a better leader. He'll do a better job for the community and for his country. And so that first man, he steps aside and said, no, he's the one who should have this job. That man has a conscience because he cares about his country. He loves his country. So those are some examples of conscience. in the story of how the Lord told Noah to build the ark shows us how the Lord builds a conscience with us. The Lord said that he should build it out of gopher wood. Now, gopher wood has lots of flammable sap in it. And that represents, the heavenly doctrine teaches us, the lusts that are in us, our tendencies to be selfish, to lose our temper, to be sneaky, all these other things that we shouldn't do. That's what the gopher wood represents. But the Lord said, make the ark with rooms. This represents how the Lord provides that we have two parts to our mind. We have our old selfish will that never wants to do the right thing, but we also have our understanding, the understanding side of our mind that can be lifted up into the light of heaven to see what's good and wrong, what good and bad, what's true and what's false. Even if we don't like it, we can still see that that's true. And that way, the Lord can form a new will, a new heart and spirit in us, in our understanding. And so the Lord said, cover up that gopher wood with tar, inside and out. That's how, represents how the Lord insulates us from our own selfish lusts so that they don't overwhelm us and drive us insane. But we can still choose to do the right thing. The Lord said that the ark should be 300 cubits long and 50 cubits wide and 30 cubits tall. And the heavenly doctrine teaches us this represents remains, the beautiful, sweet, innocent, good states that the Lord gives us from the time we're born all through our life, but especially when we're little. And those good states make the beginning of our new will. They make us able and interested to learn what's good and true from the Lord. The Lord said the ark should have two openings, a window up to heaven and a door in the side toward the world. And that represents how the Lord provides light from heaven into our minds, and we also learn things from the world through our five senses, especially through hearing and seeing. So we learn the truths of the Lord's word. They come into our minds. And of course, a whole lot of other stuff comes into our minds too, a lot of which is not true and not good. But the light from heaven coming into our minds enables us to see that is true. That's what the Lord is teaching. That is not true. I'm not going to go there. If we want to, our free choice to see in the light of heaven. And the Lord says that the ark should be in three stories. The first story is simply knowing what's good and true. For example, I learned that I shouldn't shout at other people. Now, some people don't know that. They don't even know that. They feel like anytime I feel like shouting, I'm going to shout. But we learn from the Lord that it's wrong for us to be angry with our brother without a cause. The Lord says so. And I shouldn't shout at people. That's the first step. The second step is to understand, well, what does that mean in my life? Why do I get so angry? What ticks me off? How can I not be angry? How can I stop myself from getting so angry? And when I have a good point, what should I do instead of shout at people? How can I talk with them in a way that they can hear? So we work and work and work on that. It takes a long time. And then the third story is wisdom. That's when you practice doing the right thing and not doing the wrong thing for a long time till it becomes a new habit, a second nature for you. The Lord is building a new will in your understanding, a new heart and spirit. Noah, his name means rest. And the Lord teaches us that through our life, we are going to have to go through temptations. We are going to have floods in our life. Evil spirits are going to get after us, and we're going to have trouble in our life. But that's the only way that we get a chance to make a choice and say, no, I'm not going to do what I feel like doing this, but the Lord says, no, I'm not going to do that. Or, I feel like I am a really worthless, bad person. Look at all the stupid things I've done in my life. But the Lord says that I can repent. The Lord says that He will give me the strength to do better. And I believe in the Lord. So I am going to keep working on it. That's an example of a temptation and how the Lord lifts us up by His word in temptation. It says that Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. That's an example of what conscience is. And when we live according to conscience, the heavenly doctrine says we have internal, the quiet of internal peace and blessedness. That's what Noah's name means, rest, resting in the Lord. So let's listen for the Lord when he calls us to build an ark, build a conscience clearly from the Lord's word, so that the Lord can lift us up and carry us safely through. Amen.